I would like to think that I'm a responsible adult, but a text message yesterday had me questioning that. We were talking about umbrellas and do you actually use them here in SoCal? And then somebody texted in from the 760 and said, there are three things you should always have in your car. An umbrella, toilet paper, and water. I can tell you, I have one out of the three. And that got me thinking because I spend a lot of time in the car, on the road, and if God forbid something were to happen, am I prepared? The umbrella, that's a no-go. The toilet paper, no, don't carry that with me. I wonder how many people actually do carry toilet paper with them. Water, for sure. In the form of water bottles and empty water bottles. They're all over my car. So this Friday morning, what are the three things you always have in your car? For me, number one, water bottles. Number two, thanks to that baseball life, a chair. And the third thing, because I'm a mom and a fatty, snacks. I always have snacks in the car because I don't want to deal with unruly children. Looking around in your car right now, what are the three things you always have? You can call or text me, 888-431-3764. You might have a fast car, but is your car prepared? Yesterday, the 760 tried to school me and tell me there are three things you should always have in your car. Water, toilet paper, and an umbrella. I would definitely agree with the water. The toilet paper, I definitely do not carry. And an umbrella, I don't even own. Vanessa in Riverside, what are the three things you always have in your car?
Well, I do have an umbrella. I have a couple. Not that we need them. I always have extra jackets just in case because I never know where I'm going. And I always have water. I don't have toilet paper, but I do have napkins.
Oh, that's a good call. I do keep like the fast food napkins in the glove box. My husband gets so mad at that. 562 weighs in, says the three things I always have, chairs, blankets, and shoes. That's really smart. I used to keep flip-flops in my car for like, you know, if I went to get a pedicure after work. Plus, with some of those shoes I buy from Shein, you never know if they're going to last throughout the day. 714 sounds like a proud dog owner. Water, dog toys, and a blanket. And the 909 is putting us all to shame. Says, I carry butt wipes, water, umbrella, and a few ramen cups, and a rope. Okay, the rope had me a little confused. They explained that they are a truck driver. Also goes on to say, gloves, jumper cables, hand sanitizer, and cash. He says it fits under the seat of his Dodge Ram, and now it makes sense. He ends a text message saying, as a Marine, always prepared. I guess if you look at my car, I'm always prepared for a baseball game, and that's about it. What are the three things you always have in your car? You can call or text me, 888-431-3764. During baseball season, I feel like I live in my car. So there are certain things that I need at all times. I always have water, I always have snacks, and I always have a chair. Sandy and Lake Elsinore, what are the three things you always have in your car?
For sure, water. I always have lots of napkins and an umbrella, but snacks.
I'm with you. We spend a lot of time on the freeway. You got to have a snack. Otherwise, you're going to get hangry out there.
I do, too. I do Grubhub, and I get hungry.
You deliver for Grubhub?
Yes.
Oh, then you have to because you're smelling food all day long.
I am, and I've got to have good stuff in my car.
Well, I'm focused on eating in my car. Other people are probably more focused on staying alive. Like the 562 says, baby wipes, a first aid kit, and a mobile air compressor for tires. A Girl Scout is always prepared. I guess in addition to my snacks, I should add my AAA card. And probably the most realest text of the day. The three things that I always have in my car are napkins, coins, and old receipts because my car is messy. Same girl, same.